today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Life is purposeful and full of activity. Be active. Live intentionally. When you're idle and inactive, you're not alert. It's good to know who you are, but even better to know who you are and what you're supposed to be doing and actually doing it. When you're not doing something, what are you doing? What are you thinking about doing? What aren't you doing? Each one of us has a role to play. God has called us to service. We are to serve Him by serving others. There's always something we should be doing to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. He told us to go out into the world and be witnesses. Your world may be your home, your office, the team you're on, extended family, co-workers, or your peers. Wherever your world is, you should be working in it. When you're not working in the area of your strength, you're setting yourself up to be tempted in the area of your weakness. It's the spring of the year for you, and you're supposed to be working in the area of your strength. In 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, it is written, "It happened in the spring of the year, at the time the kings go out to battle, that Joab led out the armed forces and ravaged the company of the people of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, and Joab defeated Rabbah and overthrew it. During the winter, kings would not go out to battle. They remained in the country plotting and developing battle plans to execute in the spring of the year, when the weather was conducive for war. David the king did not go out to battle. David was not working in his area of strength. He sent Joab out to battle to lead the men, and they besieged the country and overthrew it. David instead stayed at Jerusalem and was tempted in the area of his weakness. David was idle. David was out of place. It was during this time that David allowed his weakness to conquer him. Instead of seeing victory on the battlefield in the spring when kings went out to battle, he saw lust on the balcony in the desire of Bathsheba. Had David been working in the area of his strength, he would have never visited the lust of his weakness. It's the spring of the year for you. Where are you in the spring of your life? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you entertaining victory or dating defeat? Don't be idle. Get out there. Get busy working in the area of your strength. We are counting on you. The army of the Lord needs you. Don't hang in the back. Get out front and make things happen. Don't be idle. Don't stand still. Don't stay in. Let's get busy doing the will of God. It is the spring of the year for you and I." These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.